The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
Niall Leonard is the husband of E.L. James, the woman who wrote the trilogy, the 50 Shades of Grey books. Niall has his own book, and I can only imagine the hell of trying to do your own book tour when you also happen to be married to the woman who wrote 50 Shades of Grey.
Niall's on the phone with us. Hey, man.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, KISS 92.5 in Toronto.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
What's it like having to do a promo tour for your book when you're the guy married to the woman who wrote 50 Shades of Grey?
It's an adventure. Every day is a great adventure.
I imagine that the conversations that you guys had about writing and the process, did either of you think that it would get to this point where you almost have to stop talking about the book?
No, we never dreamed it would get anything like this popular. And we don't really stop talking about the book, except that her book's written now, and I'm only starting the trilogy that Crusher's going to start with. We never dreamed that it would reach this sort of a huge audience that it has, her book.
What was the conversation like at home when the 50 Shades phenomenon like kind of first started, where the articles started becoming more and more, and people on the internet were talking about it more and more, and people were calling the house trying to get an interview just to talk about 50 Shades of Grey?
I mean, the internet, she was publishing the book on the internet bit by bit over the previous 2 years, or 18 months anyway. Yeah. And so we knew there was a very strong following on the internet. It was when it moved into the real world that things started going crazy. It all happened over New Year's last year. And in the sort of 2 weeks at the start of this year, we suddenly realized that, you know, we were going to be hit by this tidal wave. And then, you know, journalists start turning up on the doorstep asking silly questions, and we get snapped walking down the street. All that's just crazy because we're just, you know, we're the same people we always were, two regular sort of married couple. People seem to think that we're sort of, you know, bathing in champagne and, you know, lighting cigars with $50 notes.
Damn it.
You mean you're not?
No, well, of course we're not. You know, we got a family, we got to, you know, walk the dog, feed the kids, you know, check that they're doing their homework, all the usual stuff. All that goes on.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show, KISS 92.5. Niall Leonard is on the phone with us right now, author of the new book called Crusher. He's also the husband to 50 Shades of Grey writer E.L. James.
Here's what I have a hard time with here. The amount of money that you guys must have pulled in from 50 Shades. When you sit down to write something like your new book, Crusher, why bother? I don't care. I am not a proud guy like that. If that amount of money was coming into my house, regardless of who it was coming in addressed to,
yeah,
I'm not writing anymore. I'm not going to work anymore.
Are you going to say you wouldn't turn up at your radio station anymore if your wife was, you know, was successful?
Your wife has made in the past year?
You do the stuff because you love it. You know, you do the stuff because you love it.
I mean, I don't know.
sitting around at home. Because you can sit around at home, gets kind of old after a while.
But,
you do other things, though.
Like, you guys basically won the lottery with this.
And, I suppose we have, yeah. Theoretically. But in fact, you know, life goes on. If you're a writer, you want to tell stories, you want to write. I mean, I'm lucky because I used to work on television writing episodes. Some episodes, some shows you'd love to work on. It was great fun. Yeah. Other shows, not so much. And now I can just say, thanks very much, I'm not doing that one. And that's a really great position to be in.
So you don't write about sex, you write about like crime and stuff, right?
Well, there's a bit of sex in there, but I don't go into as much detail as certain writers I know.
Is it a hard thing to live up to? Like, are you guys competitive at all?
No, we're not competitive. Listen, I'm not even going to try competing with my wife. It's like trying to compete with Coca-Cola with your lemonade stand. You know,
right.
Really, she's a worldwide bestseller. I'm not even going to go anywhere near that. So as far as I'm concerned, having written the book and getting it published, that's fantastic for me. And if people want to read it, that's great. But I'm not in my wildest dreams, so I think it's going to hit the sort of figures that she hit.
I would write a book about a guy who spends all his wife's money.
That's a lovely idea.
Hey, real quick, before we let you go, how old are your kids?
15 and 17.
Oh, that's the worst age for this.
How are they dealing with the fact that their mother is responsible for 50 Shades of Grey?
They were dealing with this a long time ago. They're really grounded, they're really sensible, and they're really cool. They got good bunch of friends who support them, so they're really fine with it. You know, they're really happy that she's happy and doing so well and keeping so busy.
And do people look at you weird, like they think that Christian Grey is based on you?
Well, no, when they look at me, they realize he's not based on me, that's for sure.
Well, maybe not the physical part, but maybe the bedroom part, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, they can speculate all they like. I'm not going to deny it. Well, in fact, it's too late to say that because I have denied it, but if they want to think that all the same, then go ahead. That's fine by me.
Oh, dude, that's so awesome. Now, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show. The new book is called Crusher, and it's out right now.
Good. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Take care, man.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays, 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.